Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live to you from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Our friends at Standard Kitchens just remodeled all six of their kitchen stores, and you got to go check those out. They're all over West Michigan. There's obviously one near you if you're listening to me. So, Barbecue Bob, we're talking grills and grill gadgets today, man.
That's right.
What you thinking?
Well, to add to your other comment, Standard Kitchens did my kitchen, and your designer, your expertise. We get so many compliments on our new kitchen.
Yeah, it turned out right.
Garrett's did all the appliances. It's like a dream kitchen for us.
Yeah. Well, you keep turning out good food too, right?
I could just get my wife to walk into it sometime.
Yeah.
She's like, right. Got the kitchen she always wanted.
It's a good thing she doesn't listen to the show.
I don't know if she even knows how to turn the stove on.
Right.
It's crazy.
She's got you, man. Why would she?
I guess. Wasn't supposed to be the plan. Homie needs a break sometimes.
Right.
Speaking of homies, one of my old homies is on the grilling line right now. His name is Mark Graham. He's from Grilla, the killer from Manila. Now, Grilla, how you doing, Mark?
How's it going, guys? Good talking to you again, man.
Yeah, so this week's show is all about new gadgets and new things. What's cooking at Grilla? Tell us about some of the new things on your Grilla.
Yeah, man. We actually, about 3 months ago, we launched a new portable pellet grill, which has been selling like hotcakes, and it's awesome. It's just a small little pellet grill. Obviously, those who don't know, we've been doing pellet grills, geez, for about 9 years now, and we opened our e-commerce store and a store here in Holland about 3 years ago. But we had a lot of people asking, hey, I love my pellet grill at home. It's awesome. And, you know, my wife uses it a lot because it's just easy to use. Because as you guys kind of referred to a few minutes ago, getting the wives to use it, these things are easy to use. And the people are just like, I need to take one to my cottage. I need to take one camping. So anyway, we came out with it back in May. And still, this little thing will hold a lot, man. I've run 3 racks of ribs in it, a couple pork butts, probably about 14 hamburgers. And the cool thing about it is it all collapses and you can just throw it in the back of your truck, man.
So you could actually tailgate with it.
Absolutely. A quick funny story, my family wanted to take me on a little barbecue contest, so I actually threw it in the back of my truck, had it running off a little battery pack because it doesn't pull much for amps, and I was rolling down the road at 55 miles an hour smoking ribs in the back of my truck on the way to the competition.
That's cool. That's really cool. So yeah, that was where my next question is. It's still electric. Is it running? Does it come with a battery pack, or do I need to be near electricity to use it?
Yeah, it's still 110 power. But as I talked about earlier, you can get these battery packs off Amazon, which is what I did for like $180. And that thing will run this chimp for about 10 and a half hours.
Chimp.
And it's super portable. And, you know, most of these trucks these days, quite frankly, have those 400-watt
right.
AC plugs,
right? Right.
Plenty enough to power these grills.
Really?
Wow. Really cool. So what's it? So when it's set up, you said 3 racks of rib. That's a lot of. Even if you set them up on edge in a rack, that's still a lot of surface area.
Oh yeah, I think that's kind of. Well, honestly, I think almost the it's called the chimp, by the way. Obviously, yeah. Fittingly. But yeah. We find a lot of people are getting that instead of the silverback just because, you know, they're retired or just a family of two. They like, you know what? I've never cooked more than 2 racks. Why do I need 3 racks? Or why do I need a full silverback?
Right.
So the versatility of it, on top of the fact that you can get quite a bit of stinking food on this thing, is making it a big seller for us.
So you said you can get them in a store, your store in Holland or on e-commerce. What do they run?
$529, and that's delivered anywhere in the U.S.
Okay. And when I get it, am I going to have to set it up?
No, that's the awesome part. You have basically put one handle on the end and one handle on the lid, and you're ready to rock and roll, man.
Cool.
Things quickly, easily put together. Not like the silverback, which I think you have there, Bob. That
yeah.
takes about 20 minutes or.
That wasn't hard back. Either.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic grill, by the way.
That's awesome. Man. That's
it really is. And, you know, I'm a charcoal guy, but sometimes doing it on the pellet grill is just so easy. It's like I just got to do it.
So the hopper on this thing, because I really enjoy my pellet grill, it's so much of a set it and forget it thing, and you can go about your day and do it. You're not tending the fire. The rheostat is set, and it's keeping the temperature consistent, and obviously that's the key to smoking meat is just a consistent temperature, getting some smoke on it. How big is this hopper? I mean, how much? Will 10 pounds of pellets, 5 pounds? What's it look like?
Yeah, great question. The silverback and gorilla both have 20. The chimp has a 15-pound hopper, which...
Still pretty big.
In all reality, is more than you'll ever need.
Absolutely.
In one cook, that is. I mean,
yeah, I've never emptied my bin anyway. In one cook.
Right. No.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So then... is there a lid on it so when I pack it away, it's portable, that the pellets don't fall all over the back of my truck?
Yep, it's actually got a latch on the lid to keep it tucked down. We did some design on the interior, too, to kind of hold down each of the components. We put in little brackets so it can be laid down and not have to worry about all the drip can, heat shield, the racks. They don't go flying all over the place. So we put some design effort into that, too, in the beginning.
Wow, this is cool. So if somebody that's listening wants one of these things, what's that e-commerce site?
It's GorillaGrills.com. That's grill with an A, grill with an S, .com.
Okay.
And if you're local, man, come down and see us. We have a pickup special on all of our grills because the pricing listed on our website is delivered pricing. If you come here and pick it up, we don't have to ship it. Therefore, we give that back to our customers in the form of free goods.
Okay. Where is there? When you say come there,
yeah,
in Holland.
Right off, yeah, we're right off the highway. Actually, the 96 runs right behind us on exit 49. It's at 558 East 64th Street. If you know where Tulip City Airport is or Genzink Steel, we're right next to those guys.
Okay. Off of 196, right?
Yeah, yep. Correct.
What exit?
Exit 49 would be like the Allegan exit, I believe, if I remember right.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Yep. We drove right by there yesterday. We should have swung in, Bob. We went down to Fenn Valley. Yeah. We'll talk to them a little bit later in the show, but we were right there. We should have stopped by and petted the chimp, man.
Absolutely. We got a trailer up alongside the highway there, but yeah, stop by you guys. I'd love to talk to you guys
for sure,
and show you our showroom. I don't think you've seen it, Bob, since the last time we talked.
No. Does your monkey bite?
Yeah.
Nibble. All right. I'll go nibble it. I'll leave it at that.
Right. Yeah. All depends how you season the meat that's on it, right? Yeah.
Mark Graham, Grilla Grills, great talking to you. Making grilling great again.
Yeah.
Hey, one last thing if I can, you
sure.
guys. Those who are listening, we are having a Grilla Fest, the first ever Grilla Fest this Saturday. It's $40 a ticket. It runs from 12 to 6. We got two pitmasters coming in from out of state to do live demos. Food's going to be available. Drinks are available. With your ticket price, and your ticket gets you a chance to win a cooler, a chimp, or a silverback. So it should be a good time. Tickets, there's only a few tickets left, but you can get those on our website as well, and that's this Saturday, 12 to 6.
All right.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Good
that's
for you.
Today.
Yeah. Right.
It'll be fun.
All right.
All right, Mark. Well, hey, thanks for making time for us, and keep on grilla in, and we'll chat with you again, and good luck with your event today.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You bet.
Yeah, that company, when we first interviewed them several years ago, he had just had that one round grill.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's branched out into
other grills.
And that
was
really
their
cool
original.
Equipment. Yeah.
And it's still a cool grill.
Right.
Cool smoker, very unique.
Yeah.
But the Silverback definitely launched him.
Yeah. And that's more of a traditional square grill, right?
Well, no, it's a barrel grill.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, excuse me. Yep, right. All right, coming up next, we're going to do a little swine and wine. Stick with us. We'll be back. To avoid complications, she never kept the same address.